Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The portion of scripture assigned for our consideration this morning are the verses that Todd just read from the lectern from the 25th chapter of the book of Exodus, verses 17 to 22. Now, on the basis of this text, I've chosen as my message for you this morning the topic, A Big Liturgical Box. Have you ever built or fashioned a box, either to put something in it, to store it somewhere, or to send it someplace? In our text this morning, the Lord God introduces a big liturgical box into the religious life and worship of God's old people, Israel. This box is described in the seven verses that precede our text, and it was given to Israel by God for two purposes. One, to retain or to store the law of God. Secondly, to save Israel from the wrath of God. It was a big box, almost 4 feet long, over 2 feet wide, over 2 feet deep. It was built at Mount Sinai, some 1,400 years before Jesus Christ was born. And it was the central point of worship for Israel under the Old Testament. It was the box around which Israel publicly gathered to worship Jehovah, their God. It was a big liturgical box. The main contents of this particular box was to be the two stone tables of the law which Moses would bring down from Mount Sinai. But what we want to note this morning is that our text for the morning does not speak directly about the box or the ark. It speaks rather about the lid or the cover, which at God's direction was to be placed upon the box to cover the contents in the box. Furthermore, we note that the cover or the lid was of greater value than the box itself. How do we know this? We know it, first of all, from the difference between the material from which the box was made and the material from which the cover was made. Outwardly, they appeared to be made of the same material, but the ark was made of wood. It was a wooden box, but then it was overlaid with gold. It was gold-leafed, or as we would say, gold-plated. The cover, on the other hand, was made of pure, solid gold, and only gold throughout, including the two cherubim, one on each end of the cover. The lid, therefore, as distinct from the box or the ark, has greater intrinsic value than the box. That which is made of solid gold is of greater value than that which is simply gold-plated or gold-leafed. Furthermore, the difference in value between the lid and the box is seen in comparing the intended usage or function of the box with the use or the function of the lid. The box or the ark was to contain the law as given by God through Moses. It was to function as a container. It contained the words of God delivered to Israel in the form of the Ten Commandments. And Israel was ever to remember those Ten Commandments and to keep those commandments right at the center of her approach to God. The lid, however, served a decidedly different purpose and function than the ark or the box itself. And this is why the lid or the cover is described separately in the verses of our text and referred to as the mercy seat of God. Now, the Hebrew word for the lid or for the cover of the box is the word kapareth. The word kapareth occurs 27 times in the Old Testament, and every time as a label or name for the cover or the lid of the ark. The word kapareth for the lid of the ark is variously translated in different English translations of the Bible. In the King James Version and the New King James Version and the New American Standard Bible and the Revised Standard Version, kapareth is translated as mercy seat. The lid was a mercy seat. In the American translation, which you have in your pews here in the chapel, it's called the atonement cover. The kapareth, the lid, was an atonement cover. In the New International Version, it's sometimes translated atonement cover, sometimes just cover. The American Bible Society translation, today's English version, or its recent contemporary English version, just translates it, the lid. The New English Bible simply translates it, the cover. Now, the translations which read only lid or cover miss or fail to convey the religious emphasis and significance of the cover of the ark. It's not just a lid or a cover. It's a liturgical lid, because it covers not just a box, it covers a liturgical box. You see, the lid covers the box which contained God's word. That made the box sacred, made it liturgical. And that's why the lid or the cover is correctly translated by the term atonement cover, or more loosely, mercy seat. God's law lies kept from view in the box or in the ark, but God's mercy and God's forgiveness is meant to be seen and found right on top of the cover or the lid. The idea of seat in mercy seat doesn't mean there was a chair on it. It simply points to the fact that God's presence is on the lid. In verse 22 of our text we read, the Lord says, I will meet with you. And from above the mercy seat, above the lid on the ark, from between the two cherubim, which are upon the ark of testimony, I will speak to you about all that I will give to you in commandments for the sons of Israel. The ark or the box points to the Old Testament and the ministry of Moses, the ministry of the law, the ministry of sins condemned, the ministry of death. The lid points us to the ministry of the New Testament, the ministry of Jesus Christ, the ministry of the gospel, the ministry of sin declared forgiven, the ministry of life. As the lid is shaped and set upon the ark, so the New Testament is shaped by and established upon the Old Testament. Therefore, the ark, together with the lid, becomes the main piece of liturgical furniture required by Israel for her worship of God. It points the worshiper both to the ark, the box, the law, and it points the worshiper to the gospel, the lid, the cover. This liturgical box, with its liturgical lid, embody the basic message of the Christian church. What the box or the law could not do for you, the lid or God's mercy does for you. The lid is of more value than the box, because Jesus and his ministry is of greater value than Moses and his ministry. The New Testament epistle to the Hebrews continually reminds us of this. Moses, the faithful servant of God, transmitted faithfully to God's Old Testament people the law of God, which identifies and condemns our sins. Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, through the shedding of his blood on the accursed cross, provided the true mercy seat required by God to cover those sins exposed by God's law. No wonder that the ark, the box, and the lid disappear from the ministry of the New Testament and from the public worship of Christians. We today have Jesus, who, like the ark, the box, kept God's law for us. And we today have Jesus, whose blood and whose death provides the true mercy seat that we need to atone for and to wash away all of our sins. Jesus is the one true mercy seat of God, who by his one atoning sacrifice forever and for all kept fully the law of God concealed in the ark or the box. And like the lid which covered the ark, with God's merciful presence, so Jesus is ever present with us to atone for and to cover our sins. In the words of the gospel, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but are now justified freely by Jesus Christ, whom God has sent forth and set forth to be our atonement cover, our mercy seat, by faith in his blood. May God's Holy Spirit open our eyes to see in this grand liturgical box, the ark, with its glorious atonement cover, the lid, the salvation which Jesus has once and forever accomplished for us poor sinners. Amen.